very good morning to you. You're very welcome along to Tuesday's Off the Ball Breakfast. We're going to bring you the papers in about 3 minutes' time. Matt Dawson's going to join us at 8:05 to see what lessons there are for Ireland from England's defeats to New Zealand at the weekend. Val Andrews is going to reflect on clubmate James McCarthy's legacy. Graham Mulcahy, the now former Limerick hurler, is going to join us around about 8:40 to reflect on his career. And Conrad Smith, the All Black legend and one of the greatest centres of all time, will explain to us where the All Blacks are in the world at the moment and reflect on his own career as well. Adrian Barry, good morning to you.
Ger, morning.
Arthur, how are you?
Hi, Ger, how are you?
You're very excited.
Just, I love that energy.
Cluxton accepted to join McCarthy in Dublin exit is Colin Key's story this morning in the Indo. So we don't know and won't know, I think, until the middle of next season when the championship is like 8 weeks in, four games left. Like, oh, Cluxton might not be coming back. Unless he just issues a statement and somebody gets it out of him at some point.
I don't think, I can't see Cluxton issuing a statement given track record. And even because Shane O'Donnell has now sort of ruined it for everybody, because this is just going to be a thing that people do now. He can take the league off anyway. Oh, come back and win player of the year and it's all
good.
That's
the last few years. The last number of things. I remember like last number of Limerick players that won.
Had taken the league off.
Had not played the league or the majority of the league. Sure makes the most much sense.
So, I'm sure that I wish Owen was here, because these are always the best when you're talking with Kerry people about who is better, and Owen would fight you to the death about Brogan and Gooch and anybody else. But I think that there's a case that James McCarthy is
the footballer. There? Sorry, are you saying Bernard Brogan's better than Colin Cooper?
I think at his peak and they had better seasons.
Oh God!
I don't think over their careers, but I think Brogan's high heights were as good as anything Cooper did.
As good as isn't better, but okay.
Anyway, but I think James, if you're picking a team, if you're at the gates of hell and you've got a team of footballers to win the game for you, are you picking McCarthy first? Or are you picking anybody else first at the moment in the game?
What, like
David Clifford, right? Everyone's going to say David Clifford.
Obviously.
Obviously, is it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Is it?
Like,
I don't know. I think
is there any, like,
well, you're already setting that up as a semantics in the sense
like,
of...
I'm not even sure what the point of first is when you're picking a team. Like, it's pretty perfunctory.
Well, I think that if I'd rather build my entire team around James McCarthy...
Than who?
Than Clifford at this stage.
At this stage, when he's 34 and the other guy's 27?
No.
Well, then what
no.
are you saying at this stage?
Well, like... well, because the start of Clifford's career was absolutely clearly on track to be the greatest footballer of all time, but it is no longer on track to be the greatest footballer of all time. It's not one year though.
I think that's incredibly. I think it's incredibly short-sighted, considering he is. Sorry, I always underestimate. Is he about 25, 26 now at most? He must be, because the minor thing's about 5, 6 years. Anyway, this year is the only year he probably hasn't won an All-Star.
Yeah, no, look,
his whole career, he's been astonishing.
I think we underrate. I'm saying that McCarthy is in the conversation with Clifford, and everybody's like, nah, that's nonsense. He's nowhere close to it. But I'm like, he is. The impact that he has on every game, his ability to influence the game from halfback or midfield, and when they put him into midfield, we kind of saw that this is an all time great footballer. Like, I still think, and I think the lads are making the point that there was an underrated nature to McCarthy because everybody else on the team was so good. But actually, they never underrated him as players. You listen to Paddy Andrews talking about how he went through the list of iconic players in the show last night and then went, and James is at the top of the list.
But the point that he was making is actually totally prescient to the conversation that we're having here, because he was saying he wasn't as good a score taker as Bernard Brogan. He wasn't as good a defender as Michael Fitzsimons. Like, I think in some ways the conversation that you're having, and it's not really James McCarthy versus David Clifford, because they're two separate conversations. One,
Clifford's definitely the best forward.
One is skillfully, technically, as a footballer, one of the greats. Maybe another few years he will be considered the greatest of all time as a footballer. But we're talking about influence, character, absolutely. It's not to underplay his talents as a footballer, but I don't think anybody is saying that he's just as a footballer. It's more to do with influence.
Yeah, and yes, if you look at the score taking. So there was loads of games, particularly in the Leinster Championship, when the Leinster Championship was still a thing, where the game's in the melting pot, McCarthy would just kick 3 points out of nowhere. Like, strolling forward without breaking strides, that kind of, as identifiable a finish as the Thierry Henry finish, you're like, oh, James McCarthy just clipped a point, and everybody can see in their head it was a McCarthy point. And none of that got, like, because they'd win by 4 points and he'd have kicked three in the second half. And you're like, oh, that was, that seems to be, well, somehow doesn't get the mention that, like, Brogan scores a great goal or whatever. Or any of the rest of the team does stuff. I think his influence on Gaelic football is going to end up being as big, if not bigger, than anybody else's.
I don't buy that at all. I don't buy it at all. It's just in turn, and it's not, let's say for the record, he's obviously an incredible footballer. There's no kind of to it. We're getting very into the nuances of this, but like, so if you take, I mean, it seems strange to kind of poor mouth Kerry, but if you were to put David Clifford in that Dublin team that James McCarthy was a part of, I don't think there's probably any there would be no point now at which you'd be having this debate because of what David Clifford would do with that kind of service around him and that kind of team around him. The fact of the matter is that Kerry are doing incredibly well, but still are at a fairly lower ebb and everything.
Hang on, they weren't at a lower ebb. When James McCarthy came in.
No, but I'm talking about now. I'm talking about David Clifford now.
Yeah, but James McCarthy helped to get Dublin to the point where...
Yeah, he was one of many. But, well, David Clifford, there's no one... Put it this way, there's a good few players in that Dublin team from 1 to 15 throughout the thing that you would say are on in the same plateau as James McCarthy in terms of, like...
I'm saying I don't think there are.
Well, that's nonsense, but that's like here and there. You can't say that. You can't just say there's none of them on his level.
Well, I don't think there are... You said there's loads of them.
So, like, Kieran Kilkenny's not on his level. Conor Gallan's not on his level.
Well, no, Kieran Kilkenny's not on McCarthy's level. He's slightly below it.
Jack McCarthy's not on his level.
Well, he went away for numerous years and they continued to win without him. McCarthy never went away and always won and was at the start of the winning. That whole point about, yeah, sure, stick Clifford on the winning team, absolutely, he's going to be amazing. But McCarthy builds the winning. It's like,
no, but
it's like argument
that's
at rugby
that's
where...
That's my point.
No, it's not. Clifford's, it's like this argument at rugby Ireland. How Sexton is our greatest ever player. It's like, it's not. It's clearly O'Driscoll because he builds the team into a position where they're actually capable of winning.
I think if you were to sit down and map out, right, who is the greatest footballer of all time, you wouldn't be talking about one category, okay? You'd be talking about... Influence was a word that you just mentioned there, and I think that's the key one in relation to McCarthy, because I think that it's a different conversation to have. There's a better phraseology of this, but who's the best person who can play football and who's the best footballer? They are two totally different conversations.
Absolutely, Clifford is the one who's going to get you up on your feet, excited about doing the things that he does against Tyrone. You know, it's Saquon Barkley-esque levels of athleticism. But I still think you're actually criminally underrating the influence of McCarthy when you're saying he's on the same level as all the rest of those dubs. He just isn't.
I fundamentally disagree with that. And I know you're talking about a thing like... It's
fair
not,
enough. Are all of the Limerick players all on the same level?
No, but they're not all on the same level, but they're all of... If you take Keane Lynch as the benchmark, it's not like Aaron Gallan's in a different stratosphere. It's not like Garrod Hegarty in a different stratosphere. It's not like these guys are so far off him that they can't possibly contend with him. Well, they've all won Hurler of the Year. Do you know what I mean? They've all been a share of the most important players at different times. To suggest that James McCarthy from the get-go has been the single true line of the guy, the most important player all the time, that's just not true. No matter how flattering you want to be of the guy and his career, and it's an amazing career, it's not true. You can't look back in a year and just say, like, even if you go back to those first few All-Irelands, he was not the player he became. So even talking about instilling a winning kind of mentality and stuff like that, he wasn't the... It's ludicrous to suggest he was the only or sole reason for that.
Nobody said he was the only or sole reason.
I'm saying
he's the best.
Ahead of everyone.
I'm saying he's the best of that team.
I don't buy that at all.
They're saying he's the best.
Yeah, but he's just retired.
But they don't say they don't say it about everybody else. They didn't say it about any of the rest of the retirements. They're like, oh, he's a great fella, incredible character, tremendous competitor. But they don't say he's literally the best.
There's not as many... Like, I'm not kind of sure how many of those have... Like, he's in a very odd position in having run through the whole gamut of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I know. But so when
how
Fitzsimons,
weird it is that he was there at the start and there at the end.
Yeah, but when Mick Fitzsimons retires,
they're not going to say he was the greatest footballer, the greatest dub of all time. They're going to be like, what an incredible career
cornerback.
To be able to do what he did with his career and to, you know, and to finish it off with a club All-Ireland at the end or a club championship.
When
Cluxton retires, they're literally going to say he changed the game. They invented loads of new rules for him.
Who had more, actually, that conversation, who had more influence? Cluxton or McCarthy?
I think Cluxton is the only, Cluxton is certainly there with that conversation. When Fenton retires, maybe he'll say that too. But maybe Fenton was going to be making the point that, like, I couldn't have done what I did without him. Whereas McCarthy did what he did before I arrived. So we shall see.
Well, when did McCarthy start in midfield?
I don't honestly know.
I don't think it was pretty close to when Fenton arrived.
The
first few All-Irelands, he was in the half-back line still. So just look at that there. So 11 and 13, he's still in the half-back line.
And is that a negative?
No, but I'm just saying, you're saying he wouldn't have done it in midfield. And we're getting very into semantics with this, but it's kind of...
You think that we overrate, we have a recency bias when stuff like this happens.
100%.
But I think in this one instance, you're completely wrong. James McCarthy has been completely underrated for his entire career.
Nobody's underrating him.
He is. He didn't get footballer of the year, but he's the best footballer in the country.
You're saying he's underrated because he's not being regarded as the greatest of all time. Well, that's not an underrating. It's like everyone acknowledges he's unbelievable. But
all the clubs are saying he's the best dub that
they ever
saw.
But he's just retired, Jared. That doesn't mean... Like, come on.
But are you saying they're all wrong?
I'm not saying they're all wrong. I'm saying it's the emotion of the day that's in
it. No, you're saying they're wrong. That's like, what are they going to say?
He's great. He did his county some service. Great man. Good luck to him. Like, what are they going to say?
Who was the most influential footballer of this current run for Dublin, would you say?
So the run starting in 15?
2010.
Yeah. Even over that period of McCarthy's career.
Well, I'd say it has to be probably Cluxton. Cluxton's the one you pick out from that era, of that team. After that, I think it gets a lot more difficult because you have a lot of moving parts. So there's fresh impetus brought in when, like, O'Callaghan comes in. And it's this kind of dynamic force that's just kind of irrepressible completely. And then you have, like, Fenton. And you have Kilkenny has his moment. McCaffrey, all these guys have different moments where they are leading the charge. Or they're basically where they are the difference. Yeah. You can look into the foundations that are there in that team, and obviously McCarthy's a seminal part of that, where he is
Roy Keane for this team. He is.
Maybe he is, yeah.
He absolutely is. Which of those players do you pick as the best of that Man United team?
I find the notion ridiculous, to be honest with you. Because what does that mean? It's an 11-a-side game. It doesn't work like that.
Well, is Roy Keane more important to that group than Scholes?
In that particular era, yeah.
Giggs?
Again, in the particular era. But
Beckham?
Beckham had like 23 assists, I think, in the 98-99 season. So what's one without the other? Like, what's your point? Again, to Adrian's point as well, like the nuance it is. Like, what is your point?
Who do you think is more important to the team?
Well, but if I say Roy Keane, that doesn't mean I'm backing up what you're saying just because you said he's Roy Keane. This is your argument.
Yeah, and it's correct.
The conversation about Cluxton is going to start pretty quickly as well, because according to Colm Keyes in The Independent this morning, that he is going to follow suit, but we just won't know about it, obviously, be the thing. And they would be two, obviously, massive blows for this Dublin team. Bit of a shake-up in the backroom staff as well, according to Colm Keyes there, so... Wider conversations about the future of Dublin football too.
We need the power rankings urgently off the back of this. I'm surprised McCarthy's gone, because I think he was still really good last year. I thought that maybe there was one last tour where they might have been able to come and get the band back together, but obviously that was last season.
Yeah,
last season was their last dance and it didn't work.
They need somebody else to get married over the next couple of months, get together and have it out, hash it out, and get it back in the mix. 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably about it, isn't it?
I went 34, sorry.
34, yeah. All right. Don't write him off just yet.
Well, because you can come off the bench and have an impact in games, but then it's not really a thing in GAA where people talk about your legacy being important. And if you finish with 3 or 4 years at the end where you're a sub, people are like, oh, you were a sub. Whereas, you know, in rugby, we'd refer to them as finishers. Do we want to talk about Danny Kerr?
Well, we have a finisher coming up. In about 40 minutes' time. That's exactly what Graham Mulcahy's career became, from being...
Over the last few years.
Well, an all-star winning forward in 18. I think he's still playing, starting by 2020. But like 2021, 22, 23, coming off the bench and picks up 3 more All-Irelands. He obviously probably was never, as said, I assume he'd said this himself, like maybe it's a completely different sort of situation. Where I think it's, as a corner forward, it's probably a little bit different to what you can influence in a midfielder. But it's,
just explain to everybody Mulcahy's the beginning and the end and the difference.
Well, he's the one that, it's like a la kind of, more so, it's like Cluxton's career in a more condensed period, relatively speaking, where he makes his senior debut in about February 2009. So the kind of what becomes the Limerick strike, for use of a better word, kind of follows the end of that year. And they get hockeyed by Tipperary in Croke Park in All-Ireland semi-final. Justin McCarthy bins off half the team, a load more lads walk out in solidarity, Graeme Mulcahy holds on, and then basically kind of it's slow incremental growth until it kind of reaches its full climax in 2018 and kicks on there kind of completely. But they couldn't be they're so different. How the latter part would have been completely unimaginable up until even the middle of his intercounty career. Like even in 2016-17, what was to come would have been so surreal that it's very interesting to get his perspective on that from being inside it. Because he's 28 in 2018. So he's a 28-year-old and he has played at that point for Limerick for the guts of 9 years. And it's just like one Munster medal. That's the height of it. And now I think looking at it earlier, he'll finish up with 7 Munster medals, 5 All-Irelands, 3 National Leagues and an All-Star.
It's not bad, is it?
So that all happens. Like the majority of that, one medal excluded, that all happens between 2018 and 2024.
Few club county titles in there,
a
Munster.
Club county titles, beaten in the All-Ireland final in 15 by Ballyhale. It's incredible. It's just, it's a strange kind of way that it's exactly the way you'd want a career. If that's the way it has to go, you'd much rather it back-ended like that.
CMACG on YouTube says, Fenton is better than Connolly, is better than Brogan, is better than McCarthy.
There you go.
There's a lot of opinion.
I think you're being very harsh on Fenton.
Michael McNamee says, McCarthy, the best ever Gaelic footballer, the Roy Keane of Gaelic football influence, irreplaceable. Cluxton's been the most influential without doubt, says Mossy Lyons.
What if Dublin go on now and do win the All-Ireland this year?
We'll all be sickened, won't we?
Which?
We'll all be sickened.
No, but I mean, what does that do to your point? Like, what?
Well, I mean, okay, the world will keep turning.
I'm just saying.
No players bigger than the team. It's 7:58. You can ponder that one in our comments.
The poll says, by the way, our poll is asking, is James McCarthy the GOAT, Ger? And great player, but not quite, says 58%. And yes, absolutely he is, says 42%.
Is he the GOAT? I'd say Jack O'Shea is still... would be, for me, considered the GOAT. But of his generation, I think, like, you know, other people would have picked Spillane on that team. Other people would have picked Mikey Sheehy in that team. There's loads of those incredible Kerry players you could have picked, but I would have said that Jacko was the one who was the heartbeat of the side. And I would say James McCarthy was the heartbeat of the greatest side of all time. And so, therefore, he's my best player. If you're being totally reductionist about it, on the big days, when the moment is in the melting pot, that's him. Anyway, we gotta go. Well, you have one last point?
No, I it's a selective look at history. That's all.
Sure, yeah.